Welcome to episode 1333 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. You wake up tired, not the tired that sleep fixes, the tired that persists even after 8 hours. You move through your day accomplishing things, checking boxes, meeting expectations. But there is a heaviness underneath it all. A weariness that is not primarily physical. By evening, you are depleted in a way that does not match what you actually did that day. You did not run a marathon. You did not move furniture or dig ditches. You sat in meetings, answered emails, had conversations. Yet you feel hollowed out. This is a particular kind of exhaustion. It is not the tiredness of labor. It is the tiredness of division. You know what I mean if you have ever lived a double life. Not in a sinister sense, but in the sense of being two different people in two different contexts. The version of yourself at work. The version of yourself at home. The version people see on social media. The version you know yourself to be when you are alone. Each one slightly different. Each one shaped by different expectations, different demands, different people you are trying to please. This fragmentation is exhausting in a way that goes beyond the merely physical. It is exhausting because it requires constant translation, constant code switching, constant management of competing versions of yourself. Your energy is not just going to tasks. It is going to the psychological work of maintaining inconsistency. This is what the prophets in scripture call spiritual fatigue, and Elijah experienced it at perhaps its most acute moment. 1 Kings 18. The prophet Elijah is confronting the people of Israel at Mount Carmel. The context is crucial. King Ahab and Queen Jezebel have led Israel into the worship of Baal, a Canaanite fertility god. The people have abandoned their exclusive allegiance to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are attempting to serve two gods, to maintain loyalty to both Yahweh and this pagan god of storms and fertility. And the nation is a wreck. There is spiritual confusion. There is moral chaos. There is a famine that has devastated the land. Elijah gathers the people and poses a question that cuts straight to the heart of their condition.
How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him.
Listen to that question. How long will you waver between two opinions? The Hebrew word translated waver literally means to hop or leap. It carries the image of someone jumping back and forth, unable to commit to solid ground. Elijah is not asking an academic question. He is posing a diagnosis. You are limping. You are divided. You are trying to give allegiance to two masters, and it is destroying you. And the people's response is silence. They have nothing to say because Elijah has named something they have not yet articulated. They are exhausted because they are divided. Jesus makes this explicit in the Sermon on the Mount.
No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
Now, notice something important. Jesus is not saying you cannot have money. He is not saying you cannot have legitimate concerns about financial security. He is saying that money, or any other competing loyalty, cannot be master, cannot be ultimate, cannot rival God's place. And here is the theological insight. You are tired not because you are doing too much, but because your heart is answering to too many masters. This is crucial for understanding modern burnout and exhaustion. We typically blame burnout on logistics. We work too many hours. We have too many obligations. We are overscheduled. So we try to optimize our time. We develop better systems. We cut back on commitments. We hire someone to clean the house so we have more margin. And none of it touches the real problem. Because the real exhaustion is not about how much you are doing. It is about who you are trying to be and for whom. Let me be concrete about how this works. You are a professional, and you have climbed to a position of some authority, but you also want to be present with your children in a way your own parents were not. You want to be seen as competent and ambitious at work, but also as a hands-on, emotionally available parent. These are not bad desires, but they are, at certain moments, intention. So you find yourself performing. At work, you project confidence and control. At home, you soften into vulnerability and patience. You are not being dishonest in either context, but you are managing two different versions of yourself. And the management is exhausting. Or you want to be known as generous and kind, but you also want to protect your time and your resources. You want to be seen as helpful, but not as someone who can be taken advantage of. So you constantly calibrate. You say yes to some requests and no to others, trying to strike a balance that satisfies competing internal voices. The voice that says you should be more generous. The voice that says you need to protect yourself. Or you are trying to be the person your spouse needs you to be, while also being the person your aging parents need you to be. While also being the person your children expect. While also trying to be true to your own deepest values. Each relationship pulls you in a slightly different direction. You find yourself being a different version of yourself with each person, and the constant translation exhausts you. This is what Elijah is diagnosing. Not a time management problem, a fragmentation problem, a problem of divided allegiance. Here is where we need to make a crucial connection. Modern burnout is often not a productivity problem. It is a theology problem. We assume if we just had more time, more help, better systems, we could solve exhaustion. But the real exhaustion comes from a deeper place. From the attempt to answer to multiple ultimate authorities simultaneously. Think about it this way. Imagine you have two jobs. Job A says you need to work 70 hours a week to succeed. Job B says you need to work 70 hours a week to succeed. You cannot do both. No amount of optimization will allow you to do both. So you are constantly failing at one or the other. You are constantly choosing between them. You are constantly feeling guilty about the one you are neglecting. But what if you had only one job? What if you had clarity that one commitment was primary and other commitments existed within that framework? You might work the same number of hours, but the exhaustion would be different. Because you would not be internally divided. You would not be answering to competing masters. This is what Jesus is pointing to. When God is truly ultimate, when God is the one master you are serving, other commitments find their proper place. You can work hard, but work is not ultimate. You can love your family deeply, but family is not ultimate. You can care about your reputation, but your reputation is not ultimate. Everything else flows from that one primary allegiance. Without that, you are fragmented. You are limping between two opinions, and you are exhausted. The question Elijah implicitly raises is this. Where do you feel internally split or double-minded? Where do you find yourself being two different people? Where do you feel pressure to present a version of yourself that is not fully true? Where are you managing multiple, competing voices about who you should be or what you should do? It might be professional versus personal. It might be the person you are with your family versus the person you are with your friends. It might be who you present on social media versus who you actually are. It might be what you believe about yourself versus what others believe about you. Often, we do not realize we are fragmented until we name it. When you say, "I am trying to be two people," something becomes clear. Who am I trying to please here? Division always serves someone. You maintain a split between your true self and a performed self because someone needs that version of boss demanding availability, a parent whose approval you crave, a culture demanding you be simultaneously powerful and humble. In trying to please them all, you are fragmenting yourself. You are answering to multiple masters, and that is exhausting. Elijah's question points the way. If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. Let one allegiance be ultimate. When God's approval matters most, something shifts internally. You are one person, answering to one master. This does not mean pleasing everyone. Some people will be disappointed, but you will no longer be internally divided about it. You will have made a choice. I am answering to God first. Everything else flows from that allegiance. In that clarity, the exhaustion shifts. You might still be busy, but you will no longer be tired from maintaining multiple selves. Identify one area where you feel pressure to be two people. Where are you code switching? Where are you performing? Then ask, who am I trying to please here? What are you afraid of losing? Just name it. The first step toward integration is awareness. Elijah's question was compassionate. He was saying, stop the division. Choose. Find solid ground. There is a particular freedom that comes from unified allegiance. Jesus offers this same invitation. Let God be ultimate. Let that be your organizing principle. And in that arrangement, you will discover you are no longer tired in that way. You will be one person, moving through your days with integrity. Father, show us where we are divided and give us the courage to stand on solid ground. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.